He's a little short and a little flat, but he does get around with NASCAR legends orbiting a space shuttle. He even rubbed elbow with celebrities on Oscar night, escorted by Clint Eastwood. Not bad for a 10-year-old. Flat Stanley is the name, and he's the character at the center of a popular literacy project. He was created in New York by the late author Jeff Brown in books for his young children, but Flat Stanley now entertains thousands of youngsters in Canada and the United States. The project aims to help grade school children with writing and reading skills. Flat Stanley also teaches children about people who live in other places. Joining us now is Dale Hubert, who organized the Flat Stanley project and put it on the web 10 years ago, and he joins us from Wilfrid Jury Public School in London, Ontario, where he teaches third grade. Nice of you to be with us, Mr. Hubert.
Thank you.
Exactly who, or I guess I should say, what is Flat Stanley?
Well, as you mentioned, Flat Stanley was a character that Jeff Brown wrote about 40 years ago. And in this story called Flat Stanley, Stanley Lambchop was squashed flat by a falling bulletin board one night. And then while he was about half an inch thick, he had a number of adventures. His brother flew him like a kite. But the part that sort of captured my imagination was when he wanted to visit his friends in California, his parents folded him up, put him in an envelope, and mailed him there. And so with our Flat Stanley project, students all over the place make paper Flat Stanleys, fold them up, put them in an envelope along with a blank journal, and then mail them off. And then the recipient treats the visiting Flat Stanley as a guest, takes some places, does things with him, and writes about it in the journal.
And he, as we mentioned, he's traveled the world and circled it. A lot of were you surprised to see him on Oscar night?
I was, yeah. It's amazing the way the little guy keeps popping up. I probably shouldn't be surprised anymore, though. You know, he's been on the space shuttle Discovery. He was on a yak in Tibet. He's done penguin research in Antarctica. Been in St. Petersburg. He's just popping up all over the place.
Now, the character himself, as you mentioned, was created 30 years ago. The project, though, got underway 10 years ago.
That's right. I was a grade 6 teacher, and I was going to be teaching grade 3 for the first time, and I wanted to think of some way to capture students' imagination and encourage reluctant readers and writers to take part. And I also wanted to try to use technology. And surprisingly, 10 years ago in Internet time is a very long time, mm-hmm. there was not a lot of child-appropriate or educational sites available back then. So I had one of my former grade 6 students show me how to do some HTML programming, and I put together the first rudimentary site. And at the end of the first year, we had 13 classes. I had 7 from Canada and 6 from the United States.
Well,
and that was all I'd hoped to do right then. I figured I'd achieved what I'd set out to do.
And then it took off.
Well, over the summer, people started writing and saying, be sure to put me on the list for next year. And I thought, oh, I didn't know I was going to do it next year.
Uh-huh.
And the year after that, and it started to grow. And until last year, we had 6,000 classes from 37 different countries taking part.
For those of us who didn't catch a glimpse of him on Clint Eastwood's arm the other night, tell us, what does Flat Stanley look like?
Well, there's a template on the website that people can use. Jeff Brown, the late Jeff Brown, sadly he died on December 3rd, 2003, but he had me visit him as a guest in Connecticut in the year 2000. Jeff Brown had a Flat Stanley pin that I scanned, and that's the template from the site. But it's pretty flexible. It can be a Flat Stanley, a Flat Mary. It can be any color, any shape. You could even put the face of the student who sends it on the Flat Stanley so the recipient will know what his new friend looks like.
And what's the address of the website in case somebody wants to...
www.flatstanleyproject.com.
Flat Stanley Project, all one word.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And at this point, are you still teaching school?
Yes. I just finished a day of teaching school. Yep, I have a grade 3 class.
And at this point, Flat Stanley must take up a lot of your time.
It can take up 2 or 3 hours a day. I have a little bit of trouble sleeping. If it weren't for insomnia, the Flat Stanley Project couldn't continue.
I'm just being handed. I have to confess, my children are older, and I'm not familiar with Flat Stanley, but I'm looking at a picture of him now at Antarctica. He's really been around.
Yes.
Playing with the penguins there, standing next to a rock. Young.
The reason the Flat Stanley Project has become a success is because of the creative and innovative teachers all over the place who have taken part and do such wonderful things with him. So I'm not the one that sent him to Antarctica, and I'm not the one that sent him up in the space shuttle, but there are people that have taken part and get involved and then just embrace Flat Stanley, and it's amazing how people that wouldn't give me the time of day will take a flat Stanley and do things. I was interviewed a couple of years ago by a reporter from InStyle magazine, and she said that after doing a bit of research, it's her opinion that new celebrities don't quite feel they've made it until they've been asked to host a flat Stanley.
Dale Hubert, good luck, and thank you for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
Dale Hubert, director of the Flat Stanley Project, with us by phone from Wilfrid Jury School in London, Ontario, where he teaches grade 3. Ira will be here tomorrow with Science Friday. We'll see you Monday. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.